Yeah.
Get you hold of him.
Yes, sir. Well, we got through with Clemson, all right. 9:30, that wasn't bad.
Did you get out at 9:30?
I left at 9:30, yeah.
Good.
And I talked about 25, 30 minutes. You know, I think they had to do that much so that they felt they came, got their money's worth, and then he'll put the bite on them. Because they didn't have anything else. But, you know, I did something. Ogilvy was there, and Bill Scott, and Percy. So I urged them all, you know, to support them. But then I proceeded to talk a little about the future, and I mentioned the SST. I just thought I should, with Percy being here.
Good.
And I didn't do it in a mean way. I said I understood that there many honest men felt it was bad for the ecology, but I said we must not retreat. We must not allow this to be a pattern where America recoils from exploring the unknown, from looking outward, and then we turn inward and become small. I really hit it hard. Do you think it was a good idea?
I think that's great.
He won't like it, but
did you look at Percy at all when you were doing it?
Oh, hell no. But boy, they all stood up and cheered like hell at the end.
Did they?
Oh, sure.
Did they cheer that particular thing?
No. I didn't quit on that.
Yeah.
But that was the general theme. But I just thought that, you know, there's no reason to be so goddamn hypocritical there, to let that crowd of my supporters, a lot of my supporters who are going to support Percy, know that I completely just approved of his running off the reservation.
You're darn right, and they don't.
And I also took national defense, and I said if America has got to maintain its defense unless we get an agreement with the Russians. And Max Fisher was sitting there, and I said the Mideast, all trust for America's involved for the Mideast, and all the rest. I hit that hard.
Good.
So Percy voted against ABM, and might as well see whether he shapes up a little.
I think that's damn good.
The interesting was a couple other things. I would say about almost all of them had heard that broadcast and were really quite surprised. They were really moved by it. These businessmen.
Good.
They apparently they thought it was it was the last part of it too that did it. They must say put the cream on the frosting on the cake. So it shows you that even the hardened business guy is. The business guy like that more than the press guy is.
Much more.
So we may have struck more of a chord than we realized, or at least struck a pretty good chord. I mean, as your little poll indicated, that 44% very favorable is probably quite true.
Yeah.
Julie called and told me an interesting thing that Mrs. Eisenhower had called her to say how much she liked it in this tonight. And said that on the news tonight, one of the networks had Mrs. Taylor and Kevin.
I'm not surprised.
No, isn't that nice in the favor? That's really a terrific follow-up, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it gives an extra shot to the thing, to the people.
Oh, sure, and that replays the whole emotional thing again.
And refers back to that, so.
That's great.
We at least got that moving in the right direction. When are you taking off, tonight or tomorrow?
No, I'll be in tomorrow. I'm going to go tomorrow afternoon.
Well, go as soon as you can. I mean, there's no reason. Just doing odds and ends tomorrow, you know, anyway.
I'll be around all morning and leave around 4 o'clock you have your
Great
Birch meeting.
Good. Okay.
Very good.